at thetea.com.
We're at the midweek point. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good week. It's the tail end of September. We're swinging into October. Kate Delaney hanging at the helm here of a show called America Tonight. Two earthquakes rock the island of Sumatra, and they're looking for victims. Typhoons ravage Asia. What is going on? Why so many quakes? We'll attempt to answer that on this show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Harry Rinker, the collector of all things. He is the guru of it, I'm telling you. Who has a house, a schoolhouse filled with 50,000 items? Only one person that I know in the United States, and that's Harry Rinker. So you can call Harry in our second segment. In the meantime, Obama's war council pretty much not in agreement on what the Afghanistan strategy is. I'll tell you why. And in the meantime, speaking of the Prez, Chicagoans divided on whether or not that city really should host an Olympics in 2016. Regardless, and thumbing his nose really at the controversy, he doesn't care. The president will get on a plane and go to Copenhagen on Friday to make the big pitch for Chicago to host those games. A lot of people fuming about it. In fact, it was discussed on the Hill, but it's easy bait, certainly, for the GOP. And on this show, a lot of people reacting to that. You know how I feel about it. The timing is way off. No other president has ever gone and done that, and they all have pride in the places that they're from, certainly. I think there's another way to pitch it, and you could do it by sitting in the White House and flipping up a satellite for 10 minutes. It would be, I think, just as effective. You wouldn't have to waste the taxpayers' money. No offense to Chicago, since half of the people there don't want to see the games anyway. And you wouldn't have this latest round of controversy, for what I think is really no reason. You may have different thoughts on that and some of the other things that we're talking about. So right now, get a pen and copy down this number, 800-259-5791. We love Pete in Michigan. He's our leadoff man. He hung through for us. Pete, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Kate. Because of your vast knowledge on a plethora of issues, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who pays for the Obama's trip to Denmark relative to getting the Olympic Summer Games in Chicago? This, to me, should be the mayor of Chicago's responsibility, not President Obama and his wife. This doesn't fall under the work of or job description of the president as top executive of the United States. What's your take on this? It's not government business.
I agree. And as I said, Pete, everybody has pride of where they're from. So other presidents certainly could have done that if they were in the mix when the mix were going on. And I don't think the taxpayers should pay for it, because why? You got to fly Air Force One over there. You have to have all the security, etc. So it is costing some money, and it's just another distraction.
It should be the mayor's job. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Pete. You take care. It should be the mayor's job, and the mayor is pushing, by the way. Daley is doing that. Oprah Winfrey's doing that. Other famous people from Chicago are trying to make the pitch and have helped along the way. And I don't necessarily have a problem with the president. I don't have a problem with the president if he wants to sit in the White House and do it, but I go back to the same thing. There's too many serious things happening. I mean, even today, certainly, the president knows that, because every day there's an avalanche of briefings that he has to go to and tons of information that he has to pour through and be advised on. I mean, it's barely humanly possible to do that daily job with the grind that you go through, because it's serious business. You're the leader of the free world, and we're in crisis right now. There's a lot of people who are unemployed. We're worried about the dollar and whether or not the dollar is going to be replaced globally. Can you imagine? That would be big time for Americans in the wrong direction. Also, China holding America's debt and playing that hand out. What's going on with Iran, obviously? In fact, the U.S. and Iran are going to face off at that nuclear talks, the six-power nuke talks, We're gonna have a big show on that coming up on our next show. So in Switzerland, there's the big meeting with Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and a contingency from the U.S. So maybe there's going to be some kind of a bilateral, you know, it's a rare opportunity. It is going to be a meeting. It's a rare opportunity for any kind of a bilateral meeting with the Iranians. Let's face it, you've got Britain there and France and Germany and Russia and China. So there are big, serious things happening, including the health bill. I mean, will that survive? Will it change course? Will more Americans be on board? Will people be furious, concerned? I mean, this has been going on for 3 months. And this is a White House-backed overhaul of our healthcare system that has gone through a bunch of different changes. And many people, including this show, critical over some of the wording of the bill that makes no sense and confuses everybody about taxes and so on and so forth. So they think they have enough votes to push it through the Senate Finance Committee by the week's end. What does that mean? Does that mean that your health care is going to change? Here's the thing. If any kind of an overhaul goes through, I guarantee some things in your health care will change. We go back to the same things. How does it affect your company? How does it affect you as an individual? What happens to your taxes? What happens to your premiums? I think we have to have health care reform, but not some of the versions that I've heard discussed in a hurried fashion in the last 2 months, right? So maybe by the end of the week, we're going to have that vote. I said this on our last show. I mentioned that there now are a couple of quakes that killed hundreds, and there are people that are trapped, and that's awful. This on the heels of now what's happened as a result of that tsunami in the Samoas, the death toll there. When we first went on the air, the death toll was like 30. But, of course, they had just started searching for people. Now it's up over 120. They're going through these streets where it's nothing but mud and pulverized homes and, I mean, sadly, being descriptive, you've got bodies that are scattered all over the place in what amounts to a swamp and dazed survivors that are coming forward and they're kind of emerging from the muck that is of the earthquake and the tsunami. So awful things happening in other parts of the world, and this means aid. They need aid. The aid is certainly already flowing to Samoa, and now in Indonesia, the same thing with all of the damage that's happening there in trying to dig through and find people. You have got, you know, you have crews and people on the ground, but there's so much of it with the collapsed buildings. It doesn't take a week. It doesn't take 2 weeks. It takes months. It takes years to piece these places back together. And here you've got collapsed buildings, hospitals, a hotel, a classroom. They found at least 200 bodies in one of the coastal cities in Indonesia. And you had fires. You had roads that were severed and power that was cut off. Ooh, thousands just fleeing. And you know what the undersea quake was? 7.6 was the magnitude. And then you had a shallow inland earthquake on Thursday morning. The magnitude there, about 6.8. Oof. Stay with us. Coming up next, Harry Rinker. Dial these digits to be a part of it. 800-259-5791.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid, Zeolite, is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives invested conservatively were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
It's always fun to have Harry Rinker on the show. As I say, he is the guru of anything collectible. And I've got a lot of people who've asked me questions that they want Harry to answer about, even just in general, what's going on with the collecting business. If you have anything that you would like to know the estimated value of, and you're curious about whatever it is, your little treasures that you have, he is the perfect guy, and we have him in the perfect spot. He's coming out of our green room right now, walking down the hallway to appear on this little old radio program. So dial these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's fall season here, getting a little chilly here in the east. Down in the 40s tonight here in Connecticut, but we still have the outdoor season left. Well, actually, that's not quite true. Last weekend was Renninger's Extravaganza in Pennsylvania, and that was the end of the northern season. So everybody's heading south right now. So the northern outdoor flea markets are pretty much over. We have one here in Brookfield that operates almost year round, actually, a flea market, but. The big ones are pretty much over, and so everything is moving to the south for the moment anyway.
Yeah, our flea markets are pretty big in the Northeast, but I think everywhere anymore, right?
Yeah, I think you have to be real careful when you're out on the flea market circuit exactly what kind of flea market you're talking about. In the old days, we used to use the term flea market synonymous with antiques and collectibles flea market, and then all of a sudden we started getting the tube socks and whatever. And now, if you're going to go to a flea market, you really want to know, is it an antiques and collectibles flea market? That is it a flea market where the bulk of the dealers are selling antiques and collectibles? Or is it a swap meet, which is really more, secondhand merchandise? We like to call it merchandise that fell off the back of trucks, cough, cough, and other things. But you have swap meets out there, and then you have kind of a combination. Kane County, which was a which is a great antiques and collectibles flea market of sorts, has gotten over the years very much starting to leave the other merchandise in. The great one, the Rose Bowl Flea Market in Pasadena, went from antiques and collectibles to a lot of recyclable merchandise and so forth. Although it now has moved back towards the antiques and collectibles market a little bit more. They have distinct sections there, but there still is a lot of the other stuff. So before you go out to look at a flea market, do some homework and find out exactly what's there. You have to be especially careful down south, where the word flea market is usually often used to describe really a collection of recyclable goods rather than real antiques and collectibles type stuff.
Yeah, right. Some definitely good advice.
Right,
there.
But you have the big flea markets like Brenninger, Broomfield up in Connecticut, three times a year. Brenninger's Extravaganza, Springfield, Ohio. That's still Long Beach, California. That still stay very pure to the antiques and Portland Expo too, which still, as I say, stay very, very much committed to the antiques and collectibles sector.
Yeah. I have two emails that I've been holding on to. One is from Anne, and Anne asks if there is anything with needlepoint, that she has all this needlepoint. She didn't give big description of it, just say she has all this needlepoint that she's collected over the years. And would that even be any, you know, on anyone's radar?
Well, obviously, if it's 18th and early 19th century needlepoint, it's good stuff. That's really the high end of the collectibles. But in the 1920s and 30s, it was quite popular to do what they called needlepoint mottos. There would be like a saying or verse about life at home or whatever. And those things were considered junk for the longest time in the antiques and collectibles field. And today, the mottos will sell conservatively for $35, $45 to go up from there, depending on how elaborate they are. Now, you know, needlework could be anything. It can be embroidered tablecloths. Again, a lot of the stuff in the 20s and 30s, the red silhouette type quilts, the tablecloths and napkin sets that had embroidery or needlework on them can have some value. But they have to be in usable condition. There's a lot of qualifications. Can it have value? Yeah. You want to be real careful, though, just because it's handwork, needlework. It has value. A lot of it was rather amateurishly done. And for the collectors, they want really good stuff. Again, it goes back to my favorite phrase, the stuff that speaks, period. If you look at it and say, oh, that design is 1920s, or that design is 1930s, or that color scheme fits in one of those time periods, then you're fine. It's when you get something and you look at it and you say, I can't figure out when that's from, and it's kind of all right, but that's not a good thing. By the way, we've got a little mailbag, too, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Now, the mailbag, and we'll tell you to get pencil and paper handy, because that's the way you can email me with your questions, and that way I can do some work on that. This is one of our listeners he says he listens to you at KY590, wherever that is.
Okay.
I meant to look it up, and I didn't. Anyway, his name is William, and he sent me two pictures. We'll do one of them tonight, maybe one another time. When he was in Athens, Greece, while he was studying abroad in college 10 years ago, he found a lighter that was made out of what appears to be an old bullet shell. And on the lighter are several things relating to World War II Nazi things. There's a swastika. There is an eagle holding a swastika. These are applied to the case. Even the top of it has a spread-wing eagle. But what's interesting is across the center of it is a band with a date on it, which he looked up, and it was actually the date when they tried to assassinate Hitler. You know, it was in the movie The Valkyrie. Now, I'm just going to tell him that the coincidence is just that. It's just a coincidence. This is obviously a souvenir made by somebody out in the field. They often took old shell casings and other things and created all kinds of stuff, which is known in the antiques and collectibles trade as trench art. And what they did is they took a standard cigarette lighter of the period and put it inside of this. And it's really neat. And I'm a big fan of neat stuff. You know, the theme of it might turn some people off, but from a perspective view of a lighter collector, you're talking minimum 75 to 100, maybe even more. Now, if our America Tonight listeners would like to write to us or email us with a note, here's what we'd like you to do. My email address is Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. When you email me, try to be as detailed as you can. Now, what William did is he included five photographs of each of the items he was asking about, and so that enabled me to really take a quick look at this stuff and come up with some pretty solid information about it. Start your email, "I listen to you on America Tonight," and provide the name of the radio station. That way I know it's an America Tonight mailbag letter, and I can pull it aside and answer it here when I'm on with Kate. I'm on with Kate every other week. We got a little mixed up here, so this is 2 weeks in a row, but 2 weeks from tonight I'll be back again. And we'll be on our two-week schedule. I'm getting organized finally in my life. But anyway, send your question to Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker at AOL.com. Now, please remember, I don't have time to do personal answers, but I will take the questions and answer them here on the air with Kate.
All right, so we'll see you not next week, but the following week, Harry. And also, tell everybody how they can hear you on the air, because, of course, you're streaming live, too, on Sundays.
We are streaming live. You know, you just like with Kate's show, you can go to gcnlive.com, click on Listen to Talk. My show is on Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. This, strangely enough, Kate, the same 800 number works for my show as yours. It's amazing how things work in life, isn't it?
It is. Have a good show this weekend,
hey,
Harry.
Listen,
thanks.
The Phillies finally clinched tonight. You're in good shape,
Woo!
Kate.
Woo! I love it. I know. I was very excited. I was waiting for you to say that, or I was going to tell
okay.
you on the
Yankees
way out.
Yankees aren't doing bad either.
Thanks, Harry.
Goodbye, Kate.
All right, have fun this weekend. Harry Rinker, just a great guy and so knowledgeable about anything collectible. Take advantage of the mailbag, because that's like free advice. Or call us when he comes on the show next time around. I know a lot of you were able to call in last week, so he won't be here next week, but he'll be on the following week. I'll remind everybody of that so you'll know when he's going to appear on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about distracted drivers. Haven't they always been around, distracted drivers, and the death of Saturn? Anybody cruising around in a Saturn? Sadly, GM says it's the end of the line for the good old Saturn. Stay with us.
Guess how many boobs I saw today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
People listening to me have been the victim of a distracted driver. You know, the kind that are painting their nails, putting on makeup, reading the sports page, texting, a slew of things, checking emails, anything, but actually keeping their eyes on the road. Well, there's this two-day meeting in Washington. Imagine that, meetings in Washington. Here's the thing. What's going to come out of this two-day meeting? There's a two-day meeting there to try to find ways to reduce drivers' uses of, like, mobile devices, because that's one of the worst things that's happening now. The Transportation Department said that nearly 500,000 people were injured last year. 6,000 people were killed. Yeah, that's awful. And it was... These were in crashes connected to driver distractions, talking on cell phones, texting. I mean, you know, hey, you don't have to be a genius to make this kind of a statement, but the secretary, the transportation secretary, Ray LaHood, says, to put it plainly, distracted driving is a menace to society. No kidding. It's been a menace to society for years. We've had cell phones for a while, and that wasn't the start of it, but the cell phones escalated everything. And the epidemic does seem to be getting worse. I'll tell you, every single day, I'll tell you, you gotta like take holy water and splash it on your car, do the sign of the cross, or say your own little private prayer to yourself, because Every single day, I've said this before, every single day I see some kind of an accident. Luckily, it's not always a fatal accident, but wherever I'm driving, I see this. And I know I have that sneaking suspicion that a lot of it has to do with the distracted person behind the wheel who wasn't paying attention. And now there are other things taking people's attention in the car off of the road. Oh, it's awful. But what do you do if you've got people doing all these other things instead of driving? Obviously, you can ban the cell phones and stuff, but what about everything else that goes on the car? What is the effective way to so-called police this? And Chuck Schumer and a bunch of other Democrats are pushing legislation that will require states to ban texting or emailing while operating any kind of a car, a motorcycle, or anything that moves, basically, or lose 25% of their annual federal highway funding. So is this, some would say this is too big brotherish, though, even though they agree that the distracted driving thing is outrageous, and we see it, all of us, every day in our lives. But, you know, you're listening to me in Vermont, you're listening to me in New Hampshire, you're listening in Connecticut, and you're listening in Kentucky. A lot of you are driving, or you've arrived home, or whatever. And I'm wondering if you think, okay, it's have the laws, pull people over, all that stuff, but do we really want the feds involved in this and say, listen, if you don't do something, if the states don't do something to flat out, the states put the laws on the books to ban texting or emailing, then you're just, we're going to flat out take a chunk of your money, your federal highway money, and that's 25%. I said that number already, 25%. Will it help? Is that going to help? And it's pretty tough. Well, it's pretty clear. You either have the law or you don't have the law of the texting and the emailing. I'm going to say that the states are, if this is threatened, it's a real threat. If the states have this hanging over their head, they'll do it. I mean, I don't know how you email or text while you're driving anyway, honestly. I mean, the phone thing, even a little bit different versus you're looking down. I can't even, you know, I have decent eyesight. I can't even see it. I couldn't look down driving on the highway 60 miles an hour and figure out what I was saying. Everybody would get those crazy small eyes. You know, when you get those emails or those texts from people and you think, wow, do you think they had any education whatsoever because everything's misspelled? That's, mine wouldn't make sense anyway. You just pull over. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Is it a big problem in Montreal? I know you take a lot of public transportation, but certainly you've been in cars and certainly you see
it is now against the law to, if you're talking on a cell phone while driving, you get a ticket of a relatively large amount.
Mm.
And demerit points. So here in Montreal, they are definitely cracking down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I know Julie has it for business, but she can't text. And she has a very good excuse why she can't text. I won't say it because certain body parts, that's all I'm going to say.
She can't text. I gotcha.
Okay, good. But there was one time her and I were walking across the street and some guy's talking on the cell phone and I'm like trying to get his attention, like, hello? Hey, me? You know? So he slows down. He gives me this dirty look. He goes, hold on a second, babe. And I grabbed the phone and I just basically said, okay, so he'll blank you 5 minutes later. Thank you. And he gives me this dirty look and he's fixing his wedding ring. And I said, by the way, if that's your mistress, I hope your wife doesn't know. And he floored it, you know. But anyway, yeah, it, you know, like they said, now in here in Quebec and in Newfoundland, it is now against the law. If you're talking while driving, it's like, hey, pull over, and then pull over and then talk. And it's also against the law in a certain Holy Land too.
Yes, I knew that, actually.
Right.
But, which I think is good. The problem is people just can't be responsible. I mean, you could pull over, you could pull into a gas station, you could pull into a fast food restaurant, park in the parking lot, have the conversation. You could do it, but you can't trust the people. You just have to be a defensive driver if you're driving anymore. You just do.
Yeah, and Steve's father owns his own business, so he has a hands-free one. So that's how you get around the law, but he only uses it sparingly. He'll just, let's say hypothetically, he's calling you. Okay, Kate, I'm on the way. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Bye. Quick. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the way it is. And, there are some people, when I see them talking and the light is like green, like, hello, move,
Because they're not paying attention to what's going on, so they're stopped at the light too long, or they don't turn, or they don't signal. I've seen that.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of times I've looked at people like, excuse me, like, could you sort of, move it, or Julie honks her horn and says a couple of choice words. And it's just incredible how some of these people think, oh, cell phone, I can't live without one. I don't have one. I can live without one. I'm probably one of those people, very few people in this world who probably does not have a cell phone.
Yeah, in one way, good for you, because you have that excuse. You don't have to constantly be connected. I think the problem, technology is great on one hand,
right,
because it's amazing what we can do and what we've been able to learn with it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, now you have people that are addicted to checking their email and addicted to their BlackBerries, so they even have programs to detox you from that, which is just crazy to me. And it's taking the place of conversation.
Well, the funny part is, I referee kids' football. There's now a rule in Football Canada that says you're not allowed to walk, if you're a coach, you're not allowed to walk on the field with your cell phone. If I make a bad call, I've met a couple in my day.
Right.
Hey, remember, I'm no Jerry Markbright. For people who know, he was a very good NFL official because I don't want coaches call, next thing they're calling my supervisor, Sam made a terrible call. And I'm thinking like, me?
So they ban that. They ban the cell phone.
Yeah, but
so that they're not using it when they're on the field.
Right. Well, okay, the person timing the game is allowed to have the cell phone just to call if one of the players is hurt and we have to call for an ambulance. That's the only person allowed on the field with a cell phone. One time a coach said, but I'm expecting a very important call, so leave it with the timer. But I can't. I said, okay, coach, here's the deal. It's either the cell phone or you. Which one is it?
Yeah, they can't be doing that. There's no question about it.
No, I mean,
all right, Sammy. Hey, good talking to you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We'll talk a little hockey because the puck drops tomorrow.
My Canadians are going down. That's all I have to say. Ciao.
Yeah, they probably are going down. Thanks, Sam. Speaking of going down, unfortunately, Saturn, at least for people who are driving, how many people listening to you have driven a Saturn or own a Saturn? They're shutting down the brand because Penske was supposed to acquire it, but that agreement apparently blew up. Penske said they had massive concerns as to whether or not they could continue to supply the cars after the manufacturing contract with GM actually ran out. So the Saturn dealership network is going to be phased out. And I think they're surprised by that. I know that as maybe a week ago, I saw some Saturn commercials when I was watching some sporting event or whatever, here and there. And, where they have the people on talking about the pride and whatever. So this is yet another blow to Michigan that this is coming to an end. They're going to stop making them because they don't, they've got nowhere to go with this. And that means more people laid off, dealerships closed, etc. And when the drop dead date is, it's got to be pretty soon, because it's funny, I looked at the shares of Penske. They were they fell $1.93 to 17 and change. Rose up a little bit more, but that's it. Curtains for the Saturn. If you have a Saturn, you're plumb out of luck if you wanted to replace it with a new one. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Saturn kissing goodbye. If you happen to drive a Saturn, what a bummer, and a bummer for the people who are counting on it to put, you know, bread on the table, basically. You're going to have a bunch of shutdowns, layoffs, etc., and certainly with the dealerships and the people selling them. So I asked if anybody drives a Saturn or know anybody who drives a Saturn, and I got one email, and... how about Donovan Mattson? His girlfriend apparently has one of those Saturns. What's the scoop on the girlfriend? She's not going to be too happy, huh?
Well, she's one of these people that insists that all maintenance and oil changes and other things have to happen at the dealership. So I think she's going to be pretty upset when there aren't any more dealerships anymore.
Yeah, because she's not going to one. They don't exist. I don't know when they close down officially, but it's going to happen pretty soon. So you better tell her if she has any maintenance due, get in there now. Yeah, it's awful.
The funny thing is we have an independent place, you know, right around the corner from where we live. But, nope, it's got to go to the dealership.
Yeah, you know, there's something for a lot of people. There's something of the comfort, I guess, in that, oh, they specialize in my car. And then to know, poof, they're all gone. Yeah, That could be a little disconcerting, at least mentally, even if you're one of the people, not like Donovan's girlfriend who goes there, but if you just think, well, it is around the corner, because occasionally you go to a mechanic and they'll say, well, at the dealership they have this, we don't really have that part, or we don't really have this thing, I'll order it, or I can't get it, or that sometimes does happen. Now you won't have that opportunity. So, of course, it's a Michigan deal again, and this is GM, and Michigan is just so battered. As many of you are listening to me in Kalamazoo, what a great place, and other parts of Michigan. The shutdown's there now. They're pretty much on the road to that partial government shutdown because they've got to do something. What are they going to do? They've got a shortfall. They have to deal with about a $3 billion shortfall, and $1 billion in cuts fell through. So how deep can you make the cuts with the schools and the police and the fire? I mean, you can't not have the police, right? And some places they have. They've really cut down on the police. In fact, I talked to a Dallas police officer today who was saying how they were trying to cut out the overtime. And you don't think of the other things that happen with cops. And he said, you know, they hand out traffic tickets and they've got to go to court. So they didn't want to schedule the times that he had to go to court on the off days, but sometimes they had no choice because they don't have enough police. So on the off day, they'll have to go to court for all the whole day and try to boom, 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 knock them out in a row. And this is happening everywhere. Well, in Michigan, they could just cut out all the police force in some of these places and the schools, like I said. And what are you going to do? Shut down the firehouses, and then there's fires, and we just have to go and spray the try to spray the water from our garden hose and put the fires out. So that's been pretty tough for them. And, of course, so tied to the auto industry, and that's a big part of what's happened. They're not the only state, though. They're not the only state having a tough time finding money for everything from prisons to universities and all that other stuff. State revenues have grown just 1.3% annually this decade. And what do they do when the federal funds are left out? And the universities, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and the university funding dropping 22%. Wow. Even now what's happened is, like in Michigan, what they've had to do, they had to eliminate a thing called the Promise Grant Scholarship. It gave college kids about $4,000, and they had to say, we can't do this anymore. They had to cut other financial aid to the bone. So it's got to be rough on these kids in school, especially they're trying to put themselves through school. They lose all this aid. Then they come out of school, and they can't find jobs in many cases. They have the hardest time trying to find a job because everybody else is out there scrambling around, as well. So that's, that's pretty rough. All right, we have a dungeon moment for you that I wasn't going to do this, but I decided this woman so deserves to be in our dungeon, not just in an Oklahoma County cell. Woman named LaRonda McCall, and she's the Oklahoma mom accused of locking up her 14-year-old boy in a closet. You know how long he was locked in the closet? 4.5 years. Now, apparently, she had a record because they dug into this. So she was convicted in the death of a 2-year-old child in New York. So she had done it before. She was arrested in 95 in New York in connection with the death of a daughter. Oh. And then, it just goes to show you, then she pled guilty to second-degree manslaughter in 96. She had jail and probation. And so she was convicted. So now she moves out. She's living with a cousin in Oklahoma. The 14-year-old boy told police that his mom moved there after she was released from jail, and he was sent to live with her. And then that's what happened. What is going through someone's mind when they do that? Here's the thing, that she and, of naturally, her friend, boyfriend, were arrested on 20 complaints of child abuse and child neglect. They're jailed on $400,000 bond. And what happened was they started to investigate this last Friday after they discovered that he had scars and bruises. And what happened is somehow he got out and he wandered up to a National Guard armory about a mile from his house, and he told the guards there he escaped and he needed police, and he was malnourished and looked horrible. And that's what they did. They locked him up inside various closets in the apartments where they lived, and he never went to school, never got medical attention. Ugh. So for that reason, we got to shove this useless woman into the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
You know, and isn't this always the way? An apartment manager at the townhomes where they lived said that maintenance workers had been into the place to work on something in the unit, but the bedroom doors were closed off. And, man, you just got to think of the damage that's been done to this kid. And hopefully she never sees the light of day, and certainly has nothing to do with kids again. She's just 38 years old, but had no business having kids if that was ultimately the goal. One is ends up dead, and the other one ends up abused for 4.5 years and somehow shakes free, luckily, but now has to live with the fact that his mother did something so ridiculously heinous. So we hadn't thrown anybody in the dungeon in a while. She was the perfect candidate to be shoved in, but she will, I'm sure, eventually make her way to some kind of a prison. They've got a lot of evidence stacking up against her. So I guess that's the good news anyway there. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things to tell you about, including this thing that happened in Boston. Man, we just keep hearing about these terror things. In Boston, they found a bomb note on a plane. They gave the all clear, but it was a note that was found on a Miami-bound American Airlines flight. See, this is the deal. When do you take it for, you know, when do you think it's not a real thing? When do you think it's, you know, it's just some idle, stupid threat or some idiot? Or when is it really serious? So they have to treat them all this way. They had to empty the people out of the plane. They found a written bomb threat. The luggage were searched by the police and a bomb sniffing dog, all that sort of stuff. The passengers were transferred to another plane and went to Miami. The plane came from Dallas and then got to Boston and was going to Miami. So the flight attendant found the bomb on board Boston, Miami, scrawled on a cabinet in the, in the bathroom, apparently. Oh, man. Brutal, to say the least. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It was Winston Churchill who said, broadly speaking, the short words are the best and the old words best of all. I agree, Winston.
Let's put another show for the Bobby!